BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is the Scott Mills Daily for Tuesday. Innuendo Bingo with Gabrielle Aplin playing the game. Surely she's too innocent to get any of the jokes. Day 6 of the WhoVent calendar, 'cause Christmas, and people whose partner's parents take an instant dislike to them because of their jobs. Scott Mills. That's Magic and Rude.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio
1.
Wow, what can I say? Shawn Mendes, awesome, out of this world live lounge today. He's so good. But he does need to start wearing more pop star-like clothes.
Do you think he looks too normal?
Yeah. People need to recognise him as superstar Shawn Mendes, and I did not get that earlier from him.
He needs a big winter coat. Like a big, big, big coat. You know, the type that I'm looking for at the moment.
He was in the loo when I walked in earlier. I thought it was someone who worked on Grimmie's show. I did. I was like, how's the show going? Nearly. I didn't say it. And I was like, oh my God, I'm sure that's Shawn Mendes. And I had to look twice. I'm like, No, that definitely is Shawn Mendes going to the loo.
Well, was it definitely Shawn Mendes?
It was, yeah.
Or have you got it mistaken the other way around? And it was someone who was working on Grimmie's show and you've called them Shawn Mendes?
No, I didn't actually say that anyone was Shawn Mendes.
Okay.
I didn't even really acknowledge him, but needs to start looking a bit more like a pop star. If he scanned your items in WASDA, you wouldn't even look twice.
Right. And were you stood next to him in the toilet? Or?
No. I went cubicle. Avoids that awful small talk, doesn't it?
Is that what you do? You head straight to cubicle every
Always.
Time?
If there's someone else in there, absolutely,
Classic
yeah.
I don't want that.
So, Chris, you are here today, but not feeling the best. Oh,
no,
everyone's ill.
I thought I'd be honest with everyone today because I could put on a really sick voice like this.
I'm doing.
Yeah, I didn't. You know, obviously wanted to come in today. I'm not that unwell, but I'm not sure about innuendo bingo today. Because
right.
I'd feel really bad if we got Gabrielle Aplin ill.
Yeah, because the singer Gabrielle Aplin's coming in today. You can hear my ill voice. This is real. And this is just such a sickly building right now. Everyone's ill.
But I think it sounds lame because I haven't got a really, really ill voice. I think people will be suspicious. But I just didn't want to get her ill, so I thought I would kind of sit this one out today.
Maybe we should put a cross on the door. Ho! So the singer Gabrielle Aplin is playing Innuendo Bingo. She's still on. But we've got a stunt double for you today.
Yes.
So playing the part of you is Ali Plum off of Movies, off of Radio 1's Film Expert.
I'll still be here. I'll be laughing along, except he will be doing the waters.
What I'd quite like to do is lock you out of the studio, but we'll still have a camera on you so people can see you. And maybe you commentate, like, you're doing it wrong.
And what do you want me to do with this mask that you've provided me?
Yeah, I've got that little mask. That's from my friend. Remember the guy that was worried about the swine flu and ordered 2,000 masks? I've borrowed one of those off him, and you can wear that just so you don't infect anyone.
Fine.
All right, so you stay out there with the swine flu mask on, and Gabrielle and Ali will be in here playing Innuendo Bingo today. Perfect. That's at 1:45.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Gabrielle's just tweeted, I'm loving her pink hair. Didn't realise she had pink hair now.
Gabby with the pink hair.
She is well up for it, but says that apparently you're flu-ridden. That's right, and we can't let you have that because otherwise you have a voice like
no,
me.
No, but I sound all right. But as Gary from Inverness has pointed out, you're fake, Chris. Get on and play.
No, he is actually ill, and I'm the one that sounds ill. He actually is ill.
Yeah.
And we can't have that with Gabrielle Aplin because she's a singer and her voice is her tool.
You're the one that sounds ill but isn't.
I am a bit ill.
Yeah.
I don't like to talk about it. Can I just say, a few people had a real problem with some of my choices on the Christmas mix yesterday afternoon.
Well, it was the Wild in the Isles mix.
It was called Wild in the Isles.
Still don't understand the moves Like Jagger bit.
Yeah, that was the one that people had the most comments about. Maroon 5, Moves Like Jagger. As I explained to you yesterday, that's because the Sainsbury's workers' outfits are maroon in colour. And that's why we had Maroon 5 on. Yesterday.
Today's theme?
Get Lucky by Daft Punk, also played in the Wild in the Isles mix yesterday, is in case you got lucky in the shops and maybe got a bargain. Today's summer mix is called Enough Already. Maybe you've had enough of Christmas and it's not even here yet. We've all got a Scrooge inside us, and this one is for that part of you at 3:45 today.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Innuendo Bingo is coming up. Gabrielle Aplin is here. Hiya.
Hello.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me again.
Unfortunately, Chris has bought a note from his mum today, so he can't play.
He's got a crusty nose.
Don't say that. Crusty nose. Gross. So Gabrielle's going to play, but in his place, Ali Plum off of Movies after Sigma and Birdie.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Gabrielle Applin is here, just clearing her throat for a little round of Innie and the Bingo, which is going to happen any second. And she's bought us all mince pies. Thanks, love.
You're very welcome.
Despite never, ever having had a mince pie in her life ever.
What's that about?
Whatever.
I just don't like raisins.
Are there even raisins in them?
There's currants or some dried fruit in there.
There's currants. Do you want to try it? I mean, you should, really.
I'm vegan, by the way, so I won't do the pastry. I'll do the inside.
Okay.
Sorry to be that person.
It's just good
this
for
could
us
be
to
awful.
Good for us vegan. To be
oh,
your
that's
first
quite easy
time.
To... Okay.
All right.
Okay, so just dip in there and just give us your honest thoughts. The pastry's coming off.
It should taste like Christmas.
Hmm. Wow, they're quite girthy ones, aren't they? Come on, have a little
see?
Go.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, she's not keen.
Not for Gabrielle. Oh, no, it's actually made a gag.
Well, welcome to the show.
Merry Christmas. we played your track last week, Miss You. Oh, look at your face. Sorry. We should have done that at the start of the interview.
I told you it makes me gag.
Oh, no. I actually don't think they're that nice.
He's got the sick bag.
I don't think they're that nice, technically.
Okay.
We do have a sick bag.
I think they get better with time.
I agree.
Honestly, I don't think actually it's that nice.
What is actually in them? Because it's like
mincemeat.
But it's not meat, is it?
No.
What is that? It's like fruit, some fruit
I
mix.
I think there might be like brandy or something in it. Are they allowed to sell that?
Yeah, fine.
Yeah.
It's very small
it tastes
quantity.
Tastes a bit alcoholic.
Well, anyway, look, first time, mince pie, huge.
Yeah. So we played Miss You last week on the show.
Thank you for
And
doing
you
that.
Tweeted saying that I was so nice. I mean, it's my job, really, to play songs. And it's your favourite game, Innie and the Bingo, but not your mum's.
No, my mum actually was like, Gabrus, make sure you take in anti-bac. Don't let him spit in your mouth. Make sure he ain't got cold. That's what she
make
says.
Make sure he ain't got cold.
Mum and Fire said, don't let him spit in your mouth.
And he does have a cold.
And he does have a cold.
So today, the part of Chris will be played by Ali, who's the one in the Christmas jumper at the back.
Yeah.
And you've got the honour of spitting on him today.
Awesome. I'm going to spit on the jumper.
This is such a sickly building right now. You need to get out of here as quickly as you can, uninfected. So we're going to play Miss You in a minute. You've got tour as well, right?
Yeah, kind of. There's a few shows, and then that will hopefully lead into a tour, which is going to be booked soon. So yeah, that's in the new year, in February. Yeah.
Yes, and we need to come along to this, please.
Yes, please.
Yes. I think we keep saying that we're going to come along to one of your gigs, and then Scott always bails.
I don't always bail.
You do, though.
But Gabrielle has been a friend of our show now for about 5 years.
Yeah. And you need to come to our gig.
We should return the favour at some point.
Yeah, we do. All right, crusty nose, are you ready? So, you're going to just have a little a mask on, aren't you?
I'm just going to sit in the corner like a... like a corner sitter, and I'm going to wear a mask.
Okay. So Ali's going to be playing the game of bingo with Gabrielle. Chris, you'll see this on camera if you're going to watch on the Red One website. Chris will sit with a mask, which we've just actually got here for you.
I've got
you.
It here. Yeah. All right. Let's do this.
It's like off of one of the swine flu masks back in the day. That's perfect.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Gabrielle is playing Innie and the Bingo, and here's Ali Plum as well.
Hello.
That is such a Christmas jumper with the ho-ho-ho on.
Yeah, it's incredibly Christmassy.
So good. So if you're going to watch now, you can see it on your phone, on your tablet, on a computer, on a laptop. You'll see Ali is taking the part of Chris today on Innie and the Bingo. Gabrielle is sat there ready to take the water. And in the corner, and we do have a camera on him, wearing an ill mask is Chris, who probably occasionally grunt and comment on what's going on.
Yeah.
Through his mask.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Gabrielle Applin, I'm pleased to say, is our special guest on Innuendo Bingo today. Her favourite game, or one of them, but not her mum's.
Not my mum's, no. She hates it.
Yeah, hates it.
She's listening, though.
Oh, hello, Mum. What's her name?
Lisa.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey, Lisa.
Okay, so, you ready? Ali?
Ready.
Gabrielle, ready?
I'm so ready.
Chris Stark in the corner with the ill mask, ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, get your waters, please. Chris is wearing the ill mask today, so he doesn't infect any of the stars in the room. Okay, first, let's go over to Escape to the Country on BBC One. Now, as you're about to hear... Oh, Ali, not already. An early...
It's my favourite show on TV.
An early... Why is it your favourite?
I just love Alistair Appleton. Just love him.
Keep it in, Ali.
Water, please. As you're about to hear, country folk are very different to city folk. Often they have much lower expectations.
And that's what I want you to look at. Now, how do you feel about the idea of a semi?
I'm quite happy with a semi.
Quite happy with it.
Now, how do you feel about the idea of a semi?
I'm quite happy with a semi.
Mm-hmm.
It's the use of the word quite.
Quite happy.
Quite happy.
I suppose.
Water, please. Lots of it. You right over there, Chris?
I'm okay, yes.
Are they playing the game well?
It's okay. Not more spray, please. More spray.
Okay. Hmm. Now we're going over to Talk Sport, and they're live from Manchester City's football ground. Now, I really don't like football, really. I mean, I've tried. I don't like it, though, do I?
Not really, no.
But I wouldn't mind a season ticket in this stand.
We've got two sides of the ground, on each side of the pitch, which have got three tiers, and both ends have got two tiers.
Yeah, we're in the bell end at the moment.
We are.
Sometimes it's easy to forget where you are in the stadium.
We're in the bell end at the moment.
We are.
Yes, we are.
Grey trousers were a terrible choice.
Oh, very bad. Good spitting there, Gabrielle.
Thank you. Do you remember when I got it in your shoe, Chris?
I do remember it, yep, yep.
Good
wet
times.
Shoes.
Yeah, good times.
Water, please. Now, over to BBC Radio 4, and it's Saturday Live. On Saturday Live, they're attempting a Christmas pantomime, but with a difference.
It's Saturday morning, it's gone nine, and still no sign of Dick.
Oh, it's squelching now.
Gone nine and she's complaining already.
And still no sign of Dick.
Radio 1's own version of the classic panto, Dick Whittington there.
There's a puddle on my chair.
Oh, not already?
These things happen, don't worry about it.
We're all human.
So. Get your waters, come on. Now, over to Simon Mayo on BBC Radio 2. And we're joining Simon as he reads an email from a listener as part of his feature, Confessions. And this is quite a confession.
Bought a couple of bottles of bottle-conditioned stout from the market for myself and went to a cheese stall to get something for my wife. Now, she's partial to a bit of blue vein.
No hands, please, Ali.
Don't pretend to not know what it means. One of my favourites there, Scott.
One of your favourites, but not the reaction we were expecting.
It took me a while to... Yeah.
That's the most Radio 2 thing I've ever heard in my life.
Now, she's partial to a bit of blue vein.
I like the backing music.
Yeah, I do. Water, please.
Cribbly.
Ali Plum, I must remind you, if the water comes out, there is a no-hands rule.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's Britain's ultimate pilot on BBC Two. Now, Johnny is a typhoon pilot. And by the sounds of it, he really is taking one for the team here.
During this 10-second manoeuvre, Johnny's head is filling with more and more blood. Even though painful, Johnny has to resist the temptation to pull out early.
That was something.
Chris Dart, your comments, please. How are they playing?
Yeah, very good. Could be wetter. A bit more in the face, please, Ali.
Yeah, noted. Yep.
Now, one of our all-time favourite classics from Gardener's World. Now, is this a real plant? Even after years of playing this clip, I'm still not convinced.
Evergreen shrubs that come from the forests of China and Southeast Asia make useful ground cover in the garden. The evergreen Sarcococca hookeriana will tolerate dry shade.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that was a good aim there.
Yeah, my trousers are no longer grey.
The evergreen Sarcococca hookeriana will tolerate dry shade.
Actual plant.
Wow.
Water, please. Gabrielle Aplin's on Inula Bingo. Next, over to Radio 2 and Jeremy Vine. And thanks very much to Jeremy, who sent this one to me himself. Love it when people offer up clips from their own shows. Now, next time someone offers me a mealworm to eat... Can everyone please remind me they absolutely will hate the taste?
Tom Sanders is here. These are mealworms. Give us a tasting here.
Ladies and gentlemen, this looks very interesting, intriguing. Here we go. Mmm. Dry with a little aftertaste, maybe.
You were going to say the word hint.
A hint, yes.
A hint of...
A hint of the bush.
He sent that in.
Not for me, thanks.
A hint, yes.
A hint of
a hint of the bush.
Okay. Oh.
And finally, let's go over to Drive Time on Five Live, one of our favourites from last week. And they report that 1,000 geese have been stolen from the Norfolk area. Can you imagine it? Mm-hmm. Now, Gabrielle, you're a famous singer, and you know with fame comes great opportunity. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been offered anything like this?
Our police in Norfolk are searching for thieves who managed to round up and steal more than 1,000 geese.
It would presumably make a huge racket trying to round up 1,500 geese.
Well, that's Jake Davis from Poultry World magazine. Detectives say they want to hear from anyone who's been offered a cheap goose.
And that was Gabrielle Applin in your Nabingo with Ali Plum standing in for Chris Stark because he's ill. Awesome game today, guys. Thanks very much. Thank you, Gabrielle.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Just remind me, who's winning on bangers?
You know that you're winning 1-0 early in the week, though, so it's all good.
2:40 today, bangers. I was sat there in my gown last night and I suddenly had a load more inspiration for bangers.
Oh, no. Sometimes they just flood into your brain, don't you?
Yeah, I had a real block for ages. And then last night I was just sat there after steaming my voice again. And I don't know, just loads came into my head.
And who was with you?
Just me.
Really?
Just me.
Okay.
Don't start that rumour again about me doing someone from the music team or whatever it is.
Dating someone from the music team.
Not true. They're all from my own head. Bangers is back at 2:40. And now it's time to open another door on the Hovent calendar.
Oh, I love this so much.
Seems to be getting a good response, right? Yesterday, we opened door number 5 in December, and the who behind door 5 was dial-up internet. Some people from the Highlands were on, saying that that's still the case where they are. I'm sorry to hear that. OK, are we ready to open door 6? I imagine as it gets more and more towards the big day, the who's get bigger and bigger.
Maybe.
I think that's how it works.
Oh, let's do it.
OK, door 6 on the Hovent calendar. What who could be lurking today?
The Hovent calendar with Scott Mills. Ooh, time to go behind door number 6.
It's Igloo and Hartley. Igloo and Hartley. Oh, that's my voice gone now. Wow, that's a brilliant one. Mm. Igloo and Hartley there on the Hovent calendar behind door number 6.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Yesterday on the show, we were talking about jobs that if you are going to make the parents of a new boyfriend or girlfriend, you might struggle to tell them what your job is because they will hate it.
Yeah.
Jobs with a bad rep. Like I was saying that, a DJ is one of those.
Well, you're very good with mums. This is what we were talking about yesterday, that you are exceptionally good with mums, and I think it's because you overcompensate.
I do, because I'm at a disadvantage where I have one of those jobs where it's like, oh, you don't want to date a DJ. Yeah. Oh, he'll be out to all hours. You'll never see him, and you won't be able to trust him.
Yes.
Yeah, all of that.
Exactly that.
We're going to do some more in this after 3, because I reckon there's some other jobs with bad reps where you wouldn't want to tell.
Unfairly as well.
Unfairly, yeah. We'll get to this after 3.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I don't know whether you remember a while back, I was saying that I've had a red emergency phone installed in my bedroom in case either I don't wake up or Grimmy doesn't wake up or Grimmy calls in sick.
Yeah, nothing sinister, like literally just in case of mornings, right?
Yeah.
All good.
Because I always put my phone on silent, otherwise all night it'll be going bing.
Yeah.
So I've got a landline for the first time in years. And it does say emergency on the phone and it is red. Are you calling it every morning?
No, the number's got out.
Right. Who's got the number? Because it's ringing every single morning.
I've got the number. I can tell you I've got the number. Have you got the number? So the producer of this radio show has got the number.
And one of our bosses.
I was told one of our bosses has the number.
So how many people in total have got this number?
Well, that's
three or four people.
I'm being told there's fourth. The ex-producer of this show.
Right, okay, but it's blatantly him.
Yeah, well, because he's... What time are you getting the calls? Because he's now producing the breakfast show.
Yeah, they're quite early.
Are they? So like he's doing it almost... I reckon it's payback.
They're always between 7 and 7:30.
I reckon it's payback.
Do you?
Yeah,
what,
I
for
do.
For all the times I stressed him out by not answering my phone?
Yeah. Or for the times that you'd say that you were close and you were nowhere near close, or that you'd be here in 5 minutes and you were there 2 hours later.
Okay.
And now what he's doing is making sure you're up.
Okay, well, if you're listening, you are prime suspect number one right now.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Someone's calling me. Someone's got the number. It's been there for like 6 months now. No one's called it, apart from emergencies. If I answer it one day, which I never do, and it's like some PPI person, I'll be fuming.
How Bruce?
Fuming.
Yeah. Well, we want to keep that number a secret, unless you annoy me one day, and I will pass it to the nearest PPI person.
Hello, Will.
Willie!
Okay, good. Standard Devon greeting there. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right. How are you two? All right?
Yeah, we're all right. Thanks, mate. You listen to bangers every day, do you?
Oh, every day, every day.
And where are you at work at the moment?
I'm in Devon. I'm in a quarry.
Slag?
Yeah, it's ideal. It's ideal down here. The weather's not great, but there you go. That's
yeah.
Devon for you.
Good.
So that should have been a question. Slag?
There was no question mark on the end, it felt.
What?
Yeah, don't worry. Just a bit of quarry work then.
Yeah, it's beauty, sir. It's ideal.
You got a big old quarry down there?
Oh, it's massive.
Yeah. Okay. Got a bit technical there with my my words for the quarry.
Yeah.
But all right. So, Will, this is what I've got for you today. We met him at Robot Wars on Friday. And it reminded me of this track. I'm talking about Jordan, the hyperactive one from Rizzle Kicks. He was there on Friday, wasn't he?
Yeah, good tune, this. Previously chosen by me, but no.
Was it? Down with the Trumpets. Rizzle Kicks is my banger. You can have that.
Yeah, it was good seeing Jordan at Robot Wars, wasn't it? He's a ledge.
He is funny.
You can have that choice, Will, or you can have this banger from me. Some proper Calvin Harris. Feel So Close. I love this song so much.
Both good choices.
Good bangers today, wow. Will.
What would sound best in the quarry?
To be honest, I usually go for Chris, but I don't like Calvin Harris.
Joking.
No, I'm not.
I just don't like him.
Well,
nothing against him, I just don't like him.
You could take him out of it. Is this a personal thing? Because it is a good song and you shouldn't judge the music based on the person.
Also, it's one of the ones that Calvin's actually singing on. There's no featured artist. So
yeah, I just don't like it.
Pretty screwed, aren't you?
Well, you're mad keen on Rizzle Kit. Oh, I can't even bother to argue this.
Well,
I'll just
you
play
let
it.
Me down, Chris. You
just
usually get me a winner.
Well, hang on, he's not said anything yet. It might be a surprise.
Mine?
It's
going to
be Scott, I'm
afraid. Yeah, I thought so. I already played it anyway.
Yes. Rizzle Kicks, Dag Nabbit. Yeah. Yo. Let's get down with the trumpets. 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 Let's get down with the down with the. Let's get down with the down with the. Let's get down with the down with the. Let's get down.
I didn't realise you picked this before.
Yeah.
And did it get chosen?
I'm not sure. Either way, I do still think that was a little bit of a robbery today. A lot of people agree. Pardon me there.
Pardon me there.
Favourite bit of that song. Pardon me there.
I should have chosen Mama Do the Hump. Ho!
What other ones were there? Heart Skips a Beat.
A good one. Yeah, with Ollie Murs, yeah.
Yeah. Pardon me there.
And that was Rizzle Kicks and Down With The Trumpets. And that was on Bangers Today. 2-1 to me. And we found the only person in the whole world that doesn't like Calvin Harris. What's the chance of that?
Unbelievable. Although someone has texted in saying, to be fair, Calvin Harris is ridiculously overrated.
Oof.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Wow, there are some people out there that don't like Calvin Harris.
I never knew this. But it's people willing to come out with their names and everything and be like, yeah, I really don't like him.
I didn't think that this... I thought it was a universal love.
Look at this, Lewis. Calvin Harris, might be Louis, Calvin Harris is shocking. It's laughable.
Max, I don't like him either. Needs to parade himself on Snapchat to feel good about himself.
I just don't realise that people felt like this.
That's terrible. Also, I feel such an idiot this week. I don't know whether it's the cold getting to me. I think the cold and flu max is kicking in. I already said it's called the summer mix when it's clearly the Christmas mix. That's at 3:45. Then I just said it's 2-1 on bangers. It's only Tuesday.
It's 2-0.
It's 2-0, which sounds worse for you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Mills here. Hope you're all right. Maybe just finished school for the day. Maybe you're like, nah, You're at work, but you're just looking busy. You're not actually doing anything. It's that season now where people just wind down, isn't it?
Yeah. You have stuff going on in the background, you know, stuff that can be quickly minimised, that kind of thing.
Yesterday on the show, we started talking about how I actually am really good with mums. Now, the reason that is, I think, and I am good with them, is because I am generally overcompensating because the parents get worried because of my job. So I'm super extra nice because I'm coming at it from a disadvantage. They don't want their son to be dating a DJ.
No.
I don't.
So you do everything you can to prove that you're not the stereotype to the mums.
I mean, I am. Would you say I'm a nice person?
You are a nice person, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, but I do find that when you're with mums, you really, you lay it on too much. It's the, you know, you're happy to talk about Strictly.
Well, yeah.
You know how to engage the mums. You're very good with them.
I bring out the flowers sometimes because otherwise they will conform to that stereotype that I'm fast and loose.
Yes.
And it'll be all them late nights and... Oh, that you'll have people throwing themselves at him at the DJ box? Really not. So I try and, you know, kind of quell their fears.
Yes.
Dan's been on after we said this yesterday. A message from Dan. Potential girlfriend's parents, as soon as they found out he was a squaddie, never trusted him.
Mm.
It's another one of those jobs. Like, no, I don't trust you. But there must be loads of jobs out there where... the parents of the person you want to date do not trust you in any way. Yeah, go on.
No, I was going to say, and I think often quite unfairly as well.
Totally.
Like, just because of stereotypes.
This has happened to you, James, hasn't it? Hi.
Hi, Scott. How's it going?
Good. What was the job that you struggled to tell the girlfriend's parents about?
So, probably going to struggle to tell the callers about it as well. It was an exotic television station I used to work for, where the presenters... used to speak to sort of wave phones at the TV.
Yes, I know the one you mean.
Was it the one with the babes on?
Yeah, trying to be as cryptic as possible.
I remember because I think that was based right next to where Radio 1 was back in the day.
It was, yes. I was there for a good chunk of time, but it was the first job that I had, so I was working there in my last year of college.
Were you one of the babes?
I wish.
What did you do?
So while I was at college, I basically helped anyone who couldn't sort of work their TVs. So I was basically working with, you know, as you can imagine, men who were frustrated. They couldn't get through to their favourite presenters, so to speak.
Yes, right.
And I would help them get access.
Okay,
to
so you were customer services for
for the
TV station where they answer the calls late at night.
Yes.
So blokes would ring up and go, hello, I'm trying to see Brandy, but my TV's not working.
Yeah, pretty much. Or some would just try and cheat and call that number and think they would be speaking to a girl.
Oh, right. That's clever. Work. So ring customer services, they get hold of you. So did you ever receive some odd calls yourself?
Yeah, I mean, some would get a pretty, you know, big shock when they'd hear like a kind of, you know, a really low voice on the phone. They'd be like, what?
And this isn't right.
I want to speak to Tanya.
Yeah. Yeah, this isn't Tanya. What's going on?
And cleverly, people tried to beat the system by calling you and then asking to be put through.
Yeah, exactly.
I take it you had to, at some point, tell your girlfriend's parents what it is that you do.
Well, I made her swear that she wouldn't tell them. But the problem is that her dad was the deputy head at my college. So I had to make sure that, you know, it would not get back to him in any way. But that's what I did.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
And did he find out?
Not until afterwards. Until after we broke up. So it was all good by then.
Right.
So what did you tell him that you do? Did you just say, I just work in customer services?
pretty much.
And did your girlfriend know what you did?
Yeah, she knew.
How weird.
Yeah.
How did you get that job?
Through a friend, actually, believe it or not. Yeah. Through a friend.
Right. And do you still work in the entertainment industry?
I am in the entertainment industry, but probably a better one to tell future parents.
Yeah, more parent-friendly one.
Yeah, so, more parent-friendly.
Here's the thing I want to know, and this is an honest question. Are those channels still going, or have the blokes that used to ring you asking you to get their TV fixed, have they now discovered the internet?
No, they're still working. They're still going. Probably bigger than before.
Are they?
Yeah. Very odd.
Tricky job for the girlfriend's parents, though.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
All right. Love you. Bye, James.
No worries. Cheers, guys.
There's a distinct lack of love you buys at the moment from people, I think. You really noticed that this week, yeah.
Do you think the crowd's turning on you?
I think it might be dying out. Or the crowd is turning, one of the two.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Here's one from Lauren. While she was studying law at Cambridge, had to call her dad. So who are you seeing? Oh, yeah, he's a professional surfer, Dad. Professional surfer. Not good. Didn't go down well.
Oh, really? What about this one from Crofty in Devon? Funny thought. What would have happened if the girlfriend's dad from the last caller called the customer services?
Oh,
good point.
Very good point. So, Jake, you suffered from parental hate for your job too as well.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, a couple of years ago, yeah.
What was it?
Well, basically, I first started off in my new job as a chef probably about 6 years ago now. And then, yeah, met the girl's parents a couple of weeks after seeing her, you know. The mum just said, you know, I don't think you've got many aspirations in life. Being a burger flipper. And she called me burger flipper about 7 or 8 times in the conversation.
She called you a burger flipper?
Yeah, and it wasn't even a burger. It wasn't like, you know, the burger branch, you know, the big one that's around. It wasn't even that, you know, it was a proper restaurant. And she
was saying to the daughter, he's a burger flipper. Don't go near him.
Stay clear of the burger flipper.
Yeah, she actually said it to me in front of me, and the worst thing was it was actually in front of my parents as well.
That is terrible.
how degrading, how derogatory to a fine chef like yourself.
Yeah.
The funny thing was, 6 months later, I was in work about 10 o'clock at night, and one of the waitresses came in and said, you know, table 8, send her regards. Food was brilliant. And as I went out to get a drink from the bar, it was actually them, her parents, that table.
They sent compliments
to the chef, but not knowing it was me.
Oh, wow. People that actually did say compliments to the chef.
Well, there you have it, Jake. You're the real winner because they called you a burger flipper.
Yeah, and then they complimented your food.
Exactly, and it was quite funny because I walked straight past them and they seen me and should have seen the look on their face. I just had to laugh.
Oh, I would have loved to have seen that.
Oh, so you feel like you were judged because of your job?
Yeah, definitely. And I still get judged now by girls' parents. You know, they feel, especially the mums as well, because still they need to, you know, make a really nice meal, and I'm going to judge them on it. But it's just not the case.
But why is that? Why would being a chef be a problem?
I don't know. It's strange. Always the same vibe.
Also, I don't think I didn't notice it. You did say about 5 girls' parents there.
Yeah.
What, are you seeing 5 girls right now?
No.
At once.
That'd be why they weren't so keen, maybe. Chefs got the kind of reputation, Scott, for being players?
I think they work very hard. I don't mean they've got time to have loads of side pieces.
We've not got time to have one side piece, not even one.
You know what you're doing. You're cooking steaks for dinner, but you're flipping burgers on the side.
You're not, though, because you're working all the time, aren't you?
We just don't need, you know, your missus' mum calling you a burger flipper.
But it is interesting to find out that chefs have a bad reputation with other partners' parents. I wasn't aware of that. Yeah, I'm interested to know why.
I think it's just the long hours. I mean, I'm sure other chefs would say as well, you know, that it's just the long hours, you know, and you just have a bad name, I suppose. You know, I suppose TV doesn't really give it a very good, you know, description, you know, with TV chefs as well. Everyone just thinks we're just angry, you know, angry people.
Oh.
You're all a bunch of Gordon Ramsays, aren't you?
Yeah, apparently, yeah.
I mean, I don't look at Anthony Ward Thompson and think, yes, he's getting all the milkshakes to the yard.
Does, though.
Well, exactly. It just doesn't happen, you know. There isn't really many pretty TV chefs, though, let's face it.
Anyway, good to speak to you. I didn't realise that about chefs having a bad rap in love.
Thank you very much.
Love you, bye. No, another one there, gone. No, love you, bye.
It's not happening,
it's
is
not
it?
It's not happening.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, B, what do you do and why doesn't it impress the parents, please?
I am a glass blower and it's a problem because there's too much innuendo involved.
Right.
You're a glass blower.
Yeah.
It does raise. Yeah, I can see why eyebrows would be raised.
A lot of the mums kind of second guess and ask, are you sure that's what she said? Are you sure she said professional glass blower? I'm like,
yep,
that's definitely me.
Are you blowing at the moment?
I am literally pulling some rods at the moment.
You're doing what?
Pulling some rods.
You see, yeah, I wouldn't let my son go out with you.
Yeah, there's a lot of problems. Although it's great with the dads.
Oh, right, but not so much the mums.
Yeah, the mums, it takes a lot of persuading. That often ends up in bribery with gifts and things.
Cracking job. That's brilliant.
if you do kind of you turn up and it's not going well, if you get them a bottle of Prosecco, I mean, once the mums have had Prosecco, no matter how strict they are.
That's on my first list of things to do, bottle of Prosecco. And as Chris said yesterday, I am good with the mums. Prosecco has to be on.
Do you ever blow for the mums to impress?
Oh, definitely. You've got to do a few sort of the projects for the mums. I have to be careful what I said then. I nearly said something else.
Oh. You're just one walking innuendo.
Oh, it's terrible, honestly.
She's a blower.
A professional one, let's be honest.
Wow, that's what they all say. All right, good to speak to you. Love you, bye.
All right, love you, bye.
Yeah, someone said it. The Scott Mills Daily. Those are Tuesday's best bits. Back tomorrow at 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.